وسهلا. أنا اسمي أستاذ جاي. The purpose of these podcasts is to help students using Al-Kitab with their homework. These podcasts also provide some additional language input. The podcasts are meant to supplement, not to substitute, class time and teaching. أهلا وسهلا إلى Al-Kitab Chapter 8, Episode 1. This podcast covers pages 124 to 132. Yalla, let's look at the vocabulary. Al-mufradat. They give you some more past tense verbs. حصلتُ على. I got, I obtained. دخلتُ. I entered. Alhamdulillah, in this chapter, we get the past tense formally introduced. So, let's look again at I got or I obtained. حصلتُ على. What's the present tense? أحصل على. Do you remember the masdar? الحصول على. Alright, those masdars are going to be even more important now. Okay, look at دخلتُ, I entered. There's no preposition used with this generally. And look at the masdar, الدخول, very similar to الحصول. Okay, looking down the page, he wanted to, I want to. He wanted to, أراد أن, plus the verb in the present tense. أريد أن, plus the verb in the present tense. This is another way to do an infinitive-like construction. It's not actually formally introduced in this chapter, but coming soon. Alright, so uridu an plus verb in the present tense, like uridu an adhab. Okay, I want to go. Before, we just learned how to use the masdar, right? Uridu adhab. I want the going, which basically means the same thing. I want to go. Alright, look at laysa. This is great, because now we have present tense negation for things like there is not or there are not. We did it in the past tense with can and ma can, like I didn't have a house, ma can عندي بيت. But what about I don't have a house, ليس عندي بيت. Or the example they give you there, ليس له, he doesn't have, and remember we use له with stuff like relatives, right? People. ليس له أخ. He doesn't have a brother. Yalla, tamrin wahid. This drill is pretty easy. I'm just going to point one thing out. Raqam thamaniya. Number 8. Kama ta'arrafun. So this first word here, kama, is one of the new vocabulary words, right? Meaning as. Kama ta'arrafun. As you all know, maha bint wahida, blank laha akh wala akht. She doesn't have, right? Okay, so we're negating present tense, so you know what the answer is. But what I wanted to point out was the use of that word, kama.
Kama ta'arafun, ana ismi Ustaz Jay. As you know, my name is Ustaz Jay.
Okay, tamrin ithnan. Practice using the new vocabulary. This is some fun stuff. Let's look at raqam wahid, number one. Do they help their mother with household work? Housework. Did they use the help? Well, you know how to do most of that. Let's look at the second part of that sentence. We reviewed this in the last podcast. Did they use the help? So after you ask somebody if they helped their mom, you want to ask if they used the help. Alright, so you might say something like
هل كنت تساعد. كنت, for you, masculine past tense, singular, right? Just you're talking like to one guy. كنت تساعد in the present tense, to help, so
did you used to help? And somebody like me, inshallah, would say,
نعم, كنت أساعد والدتي في شغل البيت.
Yes, I used to help my mom with the housework. Okay, رقم ستة. What is their opinion about? So how are we going to say what? Are we going to use ما or ماذا? Remember, ماذا is used with verbs, ما with nouns. And to know how to say what is someone's opinion or what is your opinion, just look at the examples in drill 3 and you'll find the answer. Okay, تسعة. Are they like their siblings?
So how are we going to say siblings? Well, remember that the word إخوة means brothers and sisters. It can mean that.
Yalla, تمرين ثلاثة. Drill 3. Okay, let's look at the second example they give you in the bold مثال.
هل يرفضون مشاهدة كرة القدم؟
Alright, so what is this saying? هل, we know, it's a yes-no question, right? يرفضون, they, مشاهدة. What is مشاهدة? It's a مصدر, right? Why is there no alif lam on it? Remember, مصدرs usually have the alif lam on it, or at least they're usually definite. Well, actually, this one is definite because it's a part of an إضافة construction. So مشاهدت, and that تمربوط is pronounced in an إضافة construction. مشاهدت كرة القدم. So, do they refuse to watch soccer? How could you ask that to somebody? هل أنت? And you come up with the rest. تمرين أربعة. This is watching the DVD. The only thing I want to comment on is the تقدير. Grade, right? Basically, that's how you say grade or an evaluation. تقدير. Okay? جيد جدا is very good. Excellent. ممتاز. Excellent is the best. ممتاز, like an A, right? Then a B. جيد جدا. جيد. And then مقبول. And ضعيف. ضعيف جدا. So note those because that's what's used in the Middle East in many places. Now moving on to الفعل الماضي. Page 128. Past tense, finally. أخيرا. Finally, أخيرا. All right. Look at the box they give you there, the chart, where they conjugate the verb to do, فعل. All right, now فعل does in فصحى mean to do. It's also the generic verb you use in a lot of different situations. Like if somebody wants to tell you how a verb works, they might just use فعل instead of the actual verb. They use it as like a pattern, and you'll see more of that soon. All right, so أنا فعلت, نحن فعلنا. And those are on your DVD, so I'm not going to go through them. Looking at the next box on the next page, to want, okay, past tense. All right, so أنا أردت. All right, notice that that is the first person, right? أنا أردت, and the first person plural, نحن أردنا, we wanted. The only thing that's really different in this box and about this verb is the third person. Right, third person meaning he, she, and they. Alright, arada, there's that extra aleph there. Arada, aradat, and hum, aradu. Whereas ana, aradtu, not aradtu. It should be ana, aradtu. Okay, let's do a different verb. What about dakhala? Okay, practice that. Okay, ana, dakhaltu. Alright, now this verb, it stays the same. It's like fa'ala. Right, there's no extra aleph appearing and disappearing. أنا دخلت. أنت دخلت. أنت دخلتي. هو دخل. هي دخلت. Okay, نفي الماضي. Negating the past tense. There are two ways to do it, as the book mentions, but right now we're only going to learn one, which is ما plus the verb in the past tense. So the example they give you, I did not graduate. ما تخرجت من الجامعة. Okay, so I did not enter. ما دخلت البيت. I didn't enter the house. Okay, looking down at the bottom of the page, 129. دراسة الفعل. الماضي والمضارع والمصدر. Okay, so whenever you learn a new verb, you need to learn the past, the present, and the مصدر. Because مصدرs aren't always predictable. They're different sometimes. Alright, look at the example they give you. To enter. دخل يدخل الدخول. The مصدر الدخول. Alright, so these are in the هو conjugation, right? That's what you find in dictionaries and basically language materials. Since there's no infinitive, like to enter, they just give the verb to you in the past tense and the present tense with the مصدر. Alright, let's look at the chart on page 130 and 131. It's a big chart. They give you basically all the verbs that we have learned so far. Alright, now you'll notice some patterns in these verbs. Like, if we start at the end of the box on page 131, the end of the chart, this might make it a little easier. The last two verbs kind of look similar, right? Yeah, those are called the form 8 verb, and we'll get to the forms in like 10 chapters or something, so don't worry about that. But it might help you to know that there are these things called verb forms. And fortunately, a lot of them are predictable. There are 10, generally speaking, verb forms in Arabic. And 2nd through 10 are predictable. You can predict what the verb vowels are going to be. You can even predict what the masdar is going to be. So you look at the masdars for those 8. Al-istima' and الالتحاق. Okay, those are very similar to each other. It's predictable because it's form 8. Unfortunately, form 1 is not predictable, and that comprises most of the verbs that we have learned so far. So if you look back on page 130,
all of those verbs are form 1.
So they're not predictable. We don't know what the vowel is going to do in the past or the present or in the masdar. So it's basically just rote memorization. Okay, but if you go down at the bottom of 130, the last four verbs, those are hollow verbs. Those are still form 1, but they're hollow, and they're somewhat predictable. All right, the top of the next page, that verb, darasa, is like a lot of other verbs. It's a form 2. The next four verbs are form 3. See how they all have that extra aleph in the past tense? Look at the masdars. They're almost all similar. Okay, and so the story goes. We'll learn more about verb forms later, but just notice that there are some patterns.
And a hollow verb is a term that we will get to later. Basically, it just means that there is a long vowel in the middle of the word.
This podcast series is for students who are using the Arabic textbook Al-Kitab fi Ta'alum al-Arabiya, Part 1, Second Edition, by Kristen Brustad, Mahmoud Al-Batal, and Abbas Atonsi. From Georgetown University Press.